is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the world marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, indirect talks between Hamas and Israel have begun in Egypt on ending the war in Gaza. In the showdown over President Trump sending the National Guard into American cities, the confrontation's playing out in the courts.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker fights President Trump's deployment in court, calling it an unconstitutional invasion of Illinois.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Federal judge appointed by President Joe Biden temporarily siding with the administration, declining to block the National Guard's deployment to Illinois for now.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The government shutdown affecting millions of us, but mostly hurting federal workers, including those who scan luggage and direct planes and air traffic control towers. They're not getting paid as the fight in Washington goes on. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If your local country roads are in rough shape, you can call to get them fixed. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more agricultural traffic on the roads. Along with drivers needing to be aware of these slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. If you notice roads that are in need of repair because of agricultural traffic, you can reach out to your local government officials to remind them that now is the time to apply for funding through the State Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. The application period opened on Monday, October 6th, and the deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. on December 15th. There's $150 million in grant funds included in this ARIP program in the 2025-27 state budget.
Gas prices are staying low in western Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
Are you interested in serving on a city committee? La Crosse's city government is currently looking for volunteers to serve on 8 different committees and boards, including the Redevelopment Authority, Police and Fire Commission, Neighborhood Revitalization Commission, Floodplain Advisory Committee, Housing Authority, Building and Housing Appeals Board, Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee, and Room Tax Commission. If you're interested, you can fill out an application on the City of La Crosse website. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. Two men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Happ underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn!
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his 3-run home run.
You know, William gets a huge hit. Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some crisp fall weather for today. Plenty of sunshine. High temperatures in the comfortable mid-60s. For tonight, mostly clear, chilly with lows in the mid-30s. On Wednesday, more of the same. Plenty of sunshine with highs again in the mid-60s. Currently, it's 44.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Homeless veterans are facing a crisis in Chippewa Falls, and Brittany Carlone from Wisconsin Watch will be here to tell us a solution on the horizon and the Brewers results and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots of things coming up on the show for you today. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, host Pat Kreitlow, joining us after the 9:30 news. He's on the road. He's actually in Texas, but still doing the show. He is a dedicated broadcaster.
He is.
Going to be joining us after 9:30. We're going to talk a little bit about Tom Tiffany, of course, has entered the gubernatorial race. And apparently, since he made his big announcement that he's jumping into the race, his website has changed.
It's Tom version 2.0.
Tom 2.0.
Tom Tiffany 2.0. Tom Tiffany. Yeah. We'll work on it. But yeah, it's exactly what needs to happen for someone running for this kind of office, and we'll see where it takes him.
We'll talk about that with Pat Kreitlow. In hour number two, she is back, and you can catch her across Civic Media. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, is going to be joining us after 10 o'clock. We love Pam, and we're going to be talking about tariffs and what she's hearing from Wisconsin farmers on how this is affecting them and how they feel about this alleged bailout that's going to be coming. Or in 2 weeks, I'm sure. Everything's in 2 weeks. And we also want to talk about the mental health crisis, which we have talked to Pam about many times before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this, especially now with the squeeze that farmers are feeling, there has to be a lot more pressure. So we're going to talk to Pam Yonke in hour number two. And then the last half an hour of the show, as we always do, we'll lighten it up with audio sorbet Terry Barr. Civic Media's genie of just about everything, an award-winning journalist, does a great segment called Slice of Wisconsin, where we learn things about unique things in Wisconsin that you may not have heard of. You never heard of the Mustard Museum.
I had never heard of the Mustard Museum, but when you hear about it, the moment you hear about it, you say,
that thing.
That makes sense.
That thing. And finally, we'll wrap up the show at the very end with this shouldn't be a thing. Today, it's the hot and spicy edition.
Just like me.
Yes. So stay tuned for that very briefly, and we'll talk about this in a little bit more in about 15 minutes. But the Brewers did win last night, beat those Cubbies 7-3 to take a 2-0 lead in the NLDS. Game 3 is tomorrow at Wrigley Field.
I'm going to save all of my commentary for later on.
All right. We're going to talk about the Brewers and the special train that's going down to Chicago tomorrow.
Yep.
Amtrak is running a special train down there. We would love to hear from you if you're going to the game.
Yeah. Godspeed.
Yeah. So let us know. And we'll talk about that in about 15 minutes. Stick around for that. Also, we wanted to congratulate our multi-state Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. The grand prize winner, Calvin, let's have a little drum roll, please. the grand prize winner of those fabulous tickets. Dennis from Minocqua. Dennis from Minocqua, listening on WCQM, picked up those two indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get him there and back.
So amazing.
Thank you so much, Dennis, for listening, and to everybody else too who took part in the contest. It was really great fun. We will be doing more of these contests.
Oh, yeah.
So just make sure that you have the Civic Media app. That's the only way to enter.
And we said we talked about it quite a bit yesterday in the second hour, but it's just a nice reminder. When you have the app, you can participate in contests. You can call us directly through the app. You can text us directly through the app. You can leave a voice note directly through the app. Even if you don't like us, because America.
Even if they're nasty.
Yeah, even if they have really graphic suggestions. Sure. But the point is you can do a lot with that app. You can also get your news from that app. You can customize it to where you live or the news that you want. And you can listen to us anywhere in the world. We've gotten text messages from New Zealand, from Vienna,
yep.
East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Outer reaches of the world.
I think experts call it take us with you ability.
I like it.
There you go.
Go to wherever you get your apps. Go to your app store. Look for Civic Media, C-I-V, Civic Media, and download the Civic Media app. It is
absolutely free.
Wanted to start off with this. From the Wisconsin Examiner, Alexander Scherr has the byline, Wisconsin must verify citizenship of registered voters and new applicants. A Waukesha County judge on Friday ordered the Wisconsin Elections Commission to determine if any non-citizens are registered to vote and to stop accepting voter registrations without verifying that the applicant is a U.S. citizen. There is no evidence. None. Zippo, zero. No evidence of widespread election fraud. Joe Biden won the 2020 election. Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. There were more than 60 court cases that they lost. He lost the election. We just can't get over. They just can't get over that. Just can't get over it.
No, this is. I think experts in the field would call this a phenomenal waste of time.
It is a phenomenal waste of time and also money. For one thing, there are no processes in order to do what this judge is asking. So there is nothing in place on how you are going to double check to see if these people are citizens.
Yeah. The thing is, this is nothing new, Jane. This has been a push from, Judge Maxwell is the one who signed the letter, and I've been trying to look him up, but I'm pretty sure where he falls on the line of politics, because they have been trying to push this narrative for a long time. Voter ID,
Drop boxes are bad
and everything to, let's just step back and take a look at all of this stuff, whether we're talking about voter ID, whether we're talking about absentee voting, whether we're talking about drop boxes, whether we're talking about now screening to make sure everyone's a citizen. First of all, once again, creating a solution out of no problem.
Yes.
Just like voter ID, creating a solution out of no problem whatsoever. And it is, this is like climate change in a sense where the experts who study this have come together and said over and over again, there is not enough evidence to show widespread conspiracy in any election that takes place in this country. When people vote illegally, they usually get caught.
Yes, they do.
And they get fined or jailed. The process works. The ability for people to do their job is being hampered when you put on top of this a new process that says you now must check everyone's citizenry when they are going to vote. We trusted everyone before, and it pretty much worked the way it was. But my point being, when you take a step back and you look at all of this and all of the belly aching, we just want to make sure it's safe, and we want to make sure our elections are fair, and we want to make sure that those terrible human beings from other countries who can't legally vote aren't voting. This is just voter intimidation. This is voter disenfranchisement. This is trying to hamper the process and get people to not vote because they think, well, if I have to go and prove that I'm a citizen, why should I go? If I have to prove who I am, say a woman who has been married and has to change my name and get a bunch of paperwork, why would I even vote in the first place? This is all voter suppression. And it's coming from one side, and it is a guaranteed right in our Constitution to vote. What does it say about the people who are pushing the narrative then? It really is tiresome to have to keep bringing it up because you have to keep telling them they're not, they don't care about the elections. They want you to stay home.
They do. Less participation is better for them.
Yes. Less education is better for you.
Yes.
Less voting, less knowledge, less nuance, less everything. Just follow it.
Somebody said once he loved the poorly educated. Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell had opposed the commission, the election commission opposed this initial request. They said there is no state law that calls for requiring documented proof of citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Also said the DOT has no obligation to match citizenship data with voter records. Again, this judge in Waukesha, the Waukesha County Circuit Court, Judge Michael Maxwell, rejected that, saying the agency is failing in its duty to ensure that only lawful voters make it onto the voter rolls. If you have questions about this and mm-hmm. how far back this goes, talk to Todd Alba.
Yes.
The host of the Todd Alba Show from mm-hmm. 2 to 4 across the network.
Yeah.
He worked for a Republican congressman for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
He was there when they first started talking about gerrymandering districts.
He was in the room.
He was in the room where it happens.
Nice reference.
In the room where it happens. And saw the glee with which some Republican lawmakers talked about restricting the voting rights of people of color, specifically.
Mm. Yeah.
Ask Todd about it. That's when Todd left the Republican Party.
2011.
Because he didn't want to be part of this.
No. No.
And again, if your policies are so good, then people would vote for the policies. But rather than make policy that the public wants, they are going to restrict the amount of people who can vote rather than change their policies.
Well, and also just look at the history of Wisconsin alone. They got voter ID years ago. That should have solved the quote-unquote problem. But it didn't.
It didn't.
We had to enshrine it in our Constitution for some reason. Because when you can't pass a bill, you put it in the Constitution. That comes
from... You do a referendum.
Who said that? Or you do a referendum. She's from the League of Women Voters.
I'm trying to blank.
Deb Cromwell.
Deb Cromwell.
Cronmiller. Cronmiller.
Yep.
Said if you can't, when you can't pass it on the floor, you put it as a referendum.
Yep.
And that's not the way to do things. And then... So it's in the Constitution. Now we want to make sure everyone says, how badly do you not want people to vote?
Pretty badly. Because they're still fighting drop boxes.
Yes.
They still want to fight drop boxes, which Brian Schimming, the head of the Wisconsin Republicans,
mm-hmm.
encouraged people to use in the last election.
Bank your vote.
Bank your vote.
And it worked for you, too. It worked in the 2024 election for Republicans. Early voting was through the roof among Republicans because they had never really had permission. But now it's evil again. And it was only evil, I guess, for Donald Trump. Nobody else. Everybody else on there, you won. But he lost. We need to do it again.
Well, and that still, to me, is the biggest jump out of that whole
yeah.
argument. Of all the people on that ballot, because all the names are on one ballot,
mm-hmm.
only one race got changed.
Yeah.
And if they were really... If the Democrats were really good at rigging things, then they not only would have rigged the presidential election, but they would have rigged a whole bunch of other House seats and Senate seats, right?
The day
and just locked up power.
The day the Democrats can rig anything. I mean, like the closest they're going to come to rigging an election is by writing a strongly worded letter to each county clerk and saying, hey, guys, you should make sure our person wins. Because the Democrats are really good at that.
We're going to keep an eye on this and let you know what's going on with this. And by the way, check your voter registration.
Yes.
Go to myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you're still on the voter mm-hmm. rolls. When we return, a fast train to Chicago, baby.
Chucka chucka choo choo.
Heading to Wrigley Field. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on today, Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 across the network, joined by our friend and colleague Jim Santel, nice. Host of Amicus, a law review. He is going to join Maggie. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, Maggie wants to hear from you. It is Sound Off.
Oh, okay.
Sound Off with Maggie Dawn at 5:06. So join Maggie today, 4 to 6 p.m. across the network. The Brewers. Mm-hmm. They won it last night, beat the Cubbies 7-3, now leading 2 games to zip in the NLDS. Game 3 is tomorrow in Chicago at Wrigley Field, and Amtrak is running a special train.
Nice.
That is sounds like a really fun way to get down there.
I would just take the train and then come immediately back.
Just to go for a ride.
Well, I can't afford NLDS tickets. I mean, in Milwaukee, they're like $300 a piece now, so I couldn't afford Chicago prices.
I went to one game at Wrigley Field many years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful ballpark.
Yeah,
beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful ballpark. But it's in a neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
It's really hard to get around.
It's like Lambeau Field. You're like, hey, there's Bob and Carol's house, and there's Lambeau Field right there.
Yeah, parking is always a nightmare, traffic is always a nightmare. So taking the train down there sounds like a pretty good option.
Yeah,
and they're going to have all kinds of special things. They're decking out the Hiawatha Line train to become the Brewers Express.
Nice.
So if you're going to be on board tomorrow, you will be greeted by a disc jockey. This is from CBS 58, by the way. the Racing Sausages.
Wow.
And the Brewers 4-1 Force. I don't know what that is.
Oh, the four. Okay, so the 4-1 Force, if you go to a Brewers game like we went to last year, that's the crew that will get up on the dugout and will dance, throw t-shirts,
gotcha.
Run around. They're like a spirit squad, if you will.
Okay, they're cheerleaders,
yeah.
Essentially. The Brew crew will be on site handing out giveaways and 300 brats to share with the first train riding fans who show up. The Brewers Express will leave the Milwaukee Intermodal Station at 8:05 tomorrow morning, and then it's going to pick up Bernie Brewer, Barrelman, and more fans at the Milwaukee Airport Railroad Station. Every car of the Brewers Express decked out in blue and yellow. Fans dropped off at Chicago Union Station before the game. The first pitch set for 4:08.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like a good... Barrelman's terrifying, by the way. Barrelman's just terrifying because there's a look in his eyes and there's a smirk that just makes me like...
It makes you uncomfortable?
Makes me very uncomfortable. I don't know what Barrelman's up to, and I want Bernie Brewer to get down to brass tacks and find out what Barrelman's problem...
What's going on back there?
No, Jay, what Barrelman's problem with me is, because every time I look at that thing, it's like, I know what you did. I didn't do anything! Barrelman. Yeah.
Anybody going to the game tomorrow? We would love to hear from you at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I certainly hope that there will be a similar number of Brewers fans who head down to Wrigley to take care of the Cubbies fans that headed up here.
Well, actually, there were fans in the stands. But at least from the highlights I saw last night, lots of Brewers fans at the stadium last night.
Good.
And it seems like that's how it's been for the first game as well. I will say this, I'm still on the tweeters, and I have never witnessed a more untethered group of people than not even Cubs fans. Like, Cubs fans is a whole other argument. But, like, the sports writers in Chicago, the way they are incapable of accepting the fact that I'm not saying, hey, congratulate the Brewers, be happy for the Brewers, but the way they just are so mean girl petty about certain, like, Jacob Mizorowski last night pitched a ball. He didn't catch it, but he got the grounder and he ran over to first base and he was very excited because the guy was out and they kept moving forward. And people are making fun of him for doing that. It's like, dude, he's a 23-year-old kid. He pitches in the major leagues.
He's Nuke LaLoosh.
And he got to do something cool. Let him be excited.
They were being pissy about that?
Absolutely, they were being.
Well, they lost two games now, so yeah. I guess they got to find something.
Well, they gave up seven. They gave up seven runs.
I may be the only one who did not know this, but we have an Abner.
Yes, Abner Uribe.
The Brewers have an Abner.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just locks it up for us.
That's it.
An Abner.
Just give us the ring.
What is more baseball than the name Abner?
And I told you, if a guy on the team's name was Steve Baseball, I think that's the only way. But that
Abner.
Okay.
Come on.
Yep. If you want to know what that means, just look up Abner Doubleday, and that will be your reference for you Ken Burns baseball nerds like me. But yeah, he's a very, very good player. It's a very good team. It's very exciting. I the excitement they have. William Contreras's home run last night. Every time he hits a home run, I love it. I absolutely love it. But yeah, I mean, they're firing on all cylinders. It's looking good, but it's not over. There's still games to be played in this series.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to Chicago where the vibe is going to change. The energy is going to change.
Yep.
And I just want my Brew crew to keep the head down, looking forward, staying on target, as they say in the Star Wars movies, stay on target.
When I was listening to Pat and Parker this morning coming into work, and they were talking about... It does seem to be kind of a pattern, though. We let them get like three runs in the first inning, and then we chase them.
Well, I mean...
And it seems to be working so far.
They got three runs in the first inning, then we came and got three runs in the first inning as well. But the first game was great. One run, they're like, oh, no. And then we're like, oh, they're up by nine in the first inning. Oops.
Go Crew!
Go Crew!
Go Crew!
Boom!
News is coming up next when we come back. Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow will be here. We're going to talk a little bit about Tom Tiffany. Stay with us. His website has changed. stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for Lacrosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. State sales tax on utility bills are being eliminated for the next 2 years. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
The City of La Crosse is holding public information and engagement sessions for its City Administrator Working Group. A proposed ordinance to add the position of City Administrator to the City of La Crosse will be decided upon by the La Crosse Common Council in February. The information sessions are being held on October 8th and October 14th. The proposed ordinance would add a City Administrator, which would take on some of the responsibilities of the Mayor's Office. There's a change in the way you get change at Quick Trip. With more, here's Civic Media's Connie Fellman.
No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed two or three times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some crisp fall weather for today. Plenty of sunshine. High temperatures in the comfortable mid-60s. For tonight, mostly clear, chilly with lows in the mid-30s. On Wednesday, more of the same. Plenty of sunshine with highs again in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 51.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, Chuck Collins from Patriotic Millionaires on his new book about how concentrated wealth and power are ruining our lives and our planet.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Joining us now, like he does every other Tuesday, no matter where he is in the world, this is the kind of fine broadcaster he is. Host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow is joining us from Texas.
So dedicated. So dedicated to making sure that his vacation days are used on a beach.
Smart
in
move.
In wintertime. So that when I'm doing other traveling, I will show up wherever need be. So I'm in the Dallas area visiting kids and grandkids, and it's all very fun. But then for the time during the radio show when they're all sleeping in anyway,
yeah, I suppose
I just come over to one of the guest rooms here and yap, which is what I do best.
Well, we're delighted to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Wanted to start off with this, of course, not a big surprise, but I still think it's worth pointing out. Tom Tiffany recently announced he is throwing his hat in the ring to run for Wisconsin governor. He is widely at this point believed to be the front runner. He certainly has the most name recognition. But Daniel Bice, as is his wont, goes looking around. People don't sniff, like sniff, him. Sniff. Yep. Sniffing around.
Sniff, sniff, sniff. Sniff, sniff, sniff. Sniff those candidates.
He has an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Representative Tom Tiffany erases abortion, gun rights, and other issues from his personal website. Yeah, that's the thing about the internet. Forever.
It's forever.
Yep. Yep. Doesn't forget. According to this article from Daniel Bice, if you go to TomTiffany.com today, the issues page that was there forever is now gone.
Huh.
No more issues. Now it's solutions.
And what kind of solutions, Jane? Oh. What kind of hard-hitting, weirdly specific solutions does Tom Tiffany have now?
Let me elaborate for you.
Oh, yes.
Protect what makes Wisconsin great.
Cheese curds.
Lower cost for every Wisconsinite.
Cool. What?
Wait, those are the solutions. Protect.
I mean, you could put that in a bill right now. That bill would pass.
Right? Yes. Protect what makes Wisconsin great and lower costs for every Wisconsinite. That is on his solutions page.
Todd Alba always talks about what makes Wisconsin great, and it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. So Tom Tiffany is on the record of saying he would like to wrap Todd Alba in some bubble wrap and protect him. Because that's as specific as Tom Tiffany isn't any more specific, so prove me wrong, Congressman.
So in comedy, there's a thing where a
timing.
A
Well done.
Sorry. You are the professional. Please continue.
Don't you ever be funnier than me again. No, in comedy, there's this thing where if you're seasoned enough, if you've been doing it long enough, you see someone on stage, you just and they're not doing well, but they seem to be talking with confidence. You can say something to the effect of, these aren't jokes. These are premises, and the premise is the basis of a joke. You base your joke around the premise. My point is, these are premises. These aren't jokes. These aren't solutions. These are nothing.
These are statements.
These are the answers to asking someone on the street, what do you want to see happen in Wisconsin? And they're carrying groceries and answering quick because they have things to do. These are not answers to any problems. These are just pie in the sky, whatever, from a guy who wants so bad now to be of Wisconsin. When you said he threw his hat in, all I can think of now is that stupid trucker's cap that he wears that says Wisconsin, or it says home, where Wisconsin is the O, because he wants to be of Wisconsin so bad now.
Again, we're talking about an article from Daniel Bice. Pat Kreitlow is here on Matt Nair on Air. An article from Daniel Bice that talks about how TomTiffany.com has changed since Tom Tiffany announced he's going to be running for governor. His issues page is gone, replaced by a list of solutions, which include protect what makes Wisconsin great and lower costs for every Wisconsinite. Of course, no details on how we would do that or even what makes Wisconsin great.
No. No, because again, what he says would make Wisconsin great, you know, might involve strip mining, you know, throughout the woods and forests, the Apostle Islands.
Not Matt, might, Pat, will, not might.
Yes, yes. We understand where Tom and Tom Tiffany does not want to be that specific on his site. Now, to be fair, as Dan Schaefer pointed out my show in the last hour, when anybody first runs for office, they tend to do a bit of a digital scrubbing or cleaning up, freshening things, I guess, is the way that you could put it.
A digital dusting, perhaps.
A digital dusting instead of the stack of magazines that are mostly based on the swimsuit issue, it's now Hordes Dairyman, you know, or Highlights for Kids, something like that. And that's all that Tom Tiffany is doing here, is just cleaning up a bit. In much the same way that he tried to clean up his position on abortion rights by saying, I love this, it's so lawyerly, I support current law, what it doesn't say is, if they put an abortion ban bill under my nose, I will sign it in 2 seconds. He doesn't have to say that. He just says, I support state law as it is currently written. So, yeah, Tom, that's what you would have to do as governor, yes.
And that's where the question I have is. So, okay, at this point, unless something crazy happens, it feels like all of the signs are pointing that Tom Tiffany, I don't want to call him the presumptive nominee, but he's working towards being the guy.
Yes.
Yes.
He has to capture the Trump vote to do that. And he's done a good job. Like he has made it clear he is of the Trump camp. There's no doubting that.
Waiting for the endorsement. So,
no daylight.
So the question I have is, does scrubbing that information from his website actually do him damage, because he needs to keep those Trump bones? I mean, here's the thing is, you could still have, I am 100% pro-life, I am 100% drilling, I am 100% all of those things that Trump is as well, as that camp likes to exude. You could also throw those two ridiculous statements on there too, and it still works. Does it harm him scrubbing his website? Can people say, oh, is he trying to soften his image? And then maybe MAGA voters will be like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know. Do you not believe in a right to life anymore? You know what I mean? Does this harm him?
I think they understand the wink. They understand the wink that is at play here. And again, referencing back to Dan Schaefer, he made a similar point with Maria Lazar, the Court of Appeals judge now running for Wisconsin Supreme Court, who has a very deep history with extremist groups, but is billing herself as the independent candidate to get the politics out of the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And there's nobody that supported her in the past that isn't hearing the wink that's in there.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to go there, go there. If you're running from the far right and then you want to build off that base, then just, you know, be big enough to do that and don't pretend to be something that you're not.
If you're just joining us, Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on Civic Media, is our guest here on Matt and Air on Air. And we're talking about Tom Tiffany's campaign for Wisconsin governor and how, since he has made his announcement, his website has changed just a little bit from his long-standing positions on guns and also on abortion. Tiffany, just as a reminder, has been endorsed by Wisconsin Right to Life, Wisconsin Family Action. He has an A+ from Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America. And
so weird.
And it's important to point out that those groups want to get rid of not only all abortions, but also all birth control.
Yes.
Except for the rhythm method. I think that's still okay. My cousin, we can talk about the efficiency with my cousin who has 5 kids.
Gloria Stefan said it best. The rhythm is going to get you. All right.
Yeah, it'll get you. All right.
I was going to say, being married to an OBGYN, the rhythm method is just get used to the rhythm of a lullaby, because you'll be singing that before too much longer.
A long time.
I mean, but again, the more serious point is the control that these people want over women's bodies, over everybody's bodies and decision making. These are folks that will talk all about, you know, what makes Wisconsin great. Well, one of the things that makes Wisconsin great would be a little thing I'd call liberty. you know, and I don't mean the insurance. I mean the actual thing that gives you the freedom to make some of your own choices and not have government impose itself between you and your doctor, for example, or, you know, who you can love and whether you can get a free public education, all of those things. But these are not the things that are supporting these couple of candidates that we're talking about. And they should just say what they really are for and stop mm-hmm. trying to hide it.
It's almost like they're not proud of their policy positions when the light is shown upon them. And the question I have is, in a debate situation, and I'm going to pick the one like a Sarah Rodriguez or a Kelda Royce or a Fran Hong mm-hmm. standing next to them on at a podium on the debate stage. That is going to be tough for Tom Tiffany. Because Tom Tiffany has been a relatively quiet man in the Congress. People, he's really
Yeah, because what he'll do is he sees that as an opportunity to paint any of those candidates as extreme. He will try to go on offense and claim that these are people who want abortion on demand, even at the ninth month. And yes, Fran Hong and Kelda Royce and the others will point out how they're lying eight ways to Sunday, ironically mentioning Sunday when talking about their points of view. But, you know, the Tom Tiffany's out there will simply say, oh, yeah, abortion on demand, ninth month. We've got to protect against extremists like that. So, you know, they'll simply try to go on offense and paint any progressive candidate as something that they're not.
Yeah, it's very fascinating to me that I know he's been around, and I don't want to say he came out of the woodwork, but he hasn't really made a name for himself in this state.
Well, no, he's been enjoying a great gig.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but
great gig in a red district, a red state Senate district, a red congressional district. And now that he's got to run statewide, where the progressive or the Democratic candidate has won 15 of the last 18 statewide races, you know, they know you can't start from the far right. You've got to try to pretend that you're in the middle and see who all you can, you know, convince of that between now and next November.
He was asked if the Republican-controlled legislature passed a bill setting an abortion ban at less than 20 weeks, what he would do. Tiffany says, I'd have to evaluate it, but it is not my goal to change anything. Doesn't say he won't.
I'm going to look into that, Jane. I'll get back to you.
Will you get back to me? Let me know.
Again, just replace, you know, Tom Tiffany with Scott Walker and replace abortion with union busting laws, so-called right to work laws, where Scott Walker said throughout 2014, oh, that's not a priority of mine. And oh, we'll see. And I'm not seeking that. And it was like the very first bill that got passed after he got reelected and he couldn't sign it fast enough, which was odd for it not being a priority of his. Same thing would happen here.
Well, and it's kind of like our Supreme Court. We have Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Coney Barrett, who all sat there and lied.
Sorry to see this. Oh, it's already decided.
Yep, it's already decided. Yeah. It's precedent. We won't touch that. Yeah, that was a lie.
Well, and another thing, too, really quick, is that I mentioned that to Dan, which you just mentioned as far as like the 2024 election and the 2016 election went one way. It was very decisive in what Wisconsin wanted in the president. But our statewide elections have been not that same kind of the two between those. With regard to the Supreme Court of the state, have shown very, very decisively that this state moves more in the left when it comes to our state politics. And that's something I think Tom Tiffany is going to have a hard time dealing with.
We're going to continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson. He's upset.
Is he concerned?
No, he's very concerned. Oh, no, we'll talk about that next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking
breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, our one, our only Cal Zone on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We want to congratulate our multi-state text to win, go for the green and gold winner, the grand prize winner, Dennis from Minocqua.
Yay!
Yay! Was listening to WCQM, and Dennis picked up that pair of indoor club-level seats to see the Packers. I'm sorry, two teams. One wears green, the other one wears purple. Those teams, November 23rd at noon at a football field somewhere. And we have a gas card to get you there and back. So congratulations, Dennis from Minocqua, and to everybody else who entered and won our daily prize, Dave and Richland Center and Ron and Madison and Luann and Amory and so many more. And thanks to everybody who took part. Make sure you have the Civic Media app for the next time around, because we will have more text to win contest. That wasn't a bad save. Come on, you guys.
That was a save.
Broadcast professional.
That is a save that came from a second runner up radio show at the WBAs. I have a piece of paper that says so.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd be first runner up. If we're second place, that's first runner up. It's like third cousin twice removed. But we're award winning.
Pat Kreitlow is here, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We're going to talk about Senator Ron Johnson isn't happy, but I do want to mention this because there are hearings now underway. Attorney General Pam Bondi not answering questions in front of House members, and she's being asked about Jeffrey Epstein and essentially avoiding every single possible question about what evidence they have and what they're going to share and all those things. Yesterday, The President of the United States was asked whether or not he would consider granting a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, Jeffrey Epstein's procurer. And he said, first of all, he said, who? That's a name I haven't heard in so long. Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
You mean the woman you wished well when she was first sentenced to prison? That woman that you wished her well? Yeah. Now he says, I haven't heard that name in so long. I'd have to take a look at it. I'll speak to the DOJ. The woman is in prison for trafficking children, and he doesn't come back with a no, I would never pardon her. He comes back with, I don't know. I'll have to look at it.
He comes back with the political version of hamana, hamana, hamana.
Yeah.
How do I get out of this?
I don't know. No? We might. Yeah.
He'll get back to you.
Yeah, he'll think on it. Okay, good to know. Ron Johnson is very upset because...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Republicans say the FBI targeted Rojo's phone records as part of an investigation into January 6th, along with several other Republicans, including Chuck Grassley. Johnson says, this doesn't surprise me. It should shock every American. It's a blatant abuse of power, a blatant political persecution. There are tapes, videotapes of the fake electors, because that's what this is about. Trying to get these fake elector ballots to Mike Pence on January 6th, so he would essentially throw the election to Donald Trump. These guys are on videotape, Pat.
It will never not enrage me that we were this close, it appeared, toward actual consequences for people who tried to overthrow an American election. And all Ron Johnson did yesterday, along with these other Republican senators, was confirm how close we had all come for a country to heal and to have people who tried to undermine an election or undermine confidence in it the way that Ron Johnson did with his dog and pony show hearings, you know, in December of 2020, and who almost became a mule for fake ballots, if only that meddling Mike Pence had gone along with the whole scheme.
Yeah, that rotten Mike Pence.
So, I mean, Ron can clutch all the pearls he wants, but he's simply reminding us the depths to which he and others knew what Trump wanted to do and were willing to go along with whatever role he had decided for them to play. And they came awfully close to getting away with it.
Yes.
But even though they didn't get away with overturning it, they got away with, avoiding any consequences. And as a result, being able to, you know, win again, get back in power and undo any cleanup that was done to try to restore faith in American democracy. So this story is just enraging on the notion that reminds us that we're still a long way from having justice done for what Donald Trump tried to do in 2020.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Well, I'm sorry to say this. It'll never happen. We prosecuted one guy for the 2008 meltdown of Wall Street. And
he was a lackey.
He was a lackey.
He was a lackey.
You think that sitting senators and congressmen are going to be thrown in prison or even just given a fine for trying to upend our elections? And
you're
by the
probably
way,
probably right.
And by the way, if you think that this was an abuse of power from the FBI, you are standing up and defending the attempt of overthrowing our democracy. I'm sorry to sound dramatic, but as you said, Pat, I am tired of these guys. When it happened, they were fearing for their lives. So justifiably so.
Yes.
And we all felt for them. And now they're like, they are tourists. They were walking around. They were having a good time.
It was a love fest.
Oh, they were
January
walking.
January 6th was a love fest.
You're probably right, Greg. But I, for one, am one of the people going forward looking for that accountability in the next election and the election after that. I want to hear candidates say, this will not be a Gerald Ford pardoning Nixon situation.
Yep.
I will pursue this until justice is done.
Join Pat Kreitlow for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so very much, Pat. We will see you in
a
couple.
Thank you. All right.
News coming up next, and when we return, we'll be joined by the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is it. You make the choice of us. This is it. The waiting is-
soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel marking the anniversary of the Hamas attacks that started the war in Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell is at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where Hamas gunmen stormed the festival grounds 2 years ago today.
By the time the attack was finished, 378 were dead, many taken hostage, 10 of whom are believed to be amongst the 20 alive today in Gaza. So people have been gathering, remembering the fallen, thinking of the hostages, and praying for peace.
The CDC's new guidelines for the COVID shot are now official. The agency saying getting the shot is a personal choice and is no longer recommending getting it. Senator Bill Cassidy, a doctor, says the switch is not good for America's health. Government shutdown continuing to drag on. Now it's affecting air travel, with numerous traffic controllers calling out sick. Trump administration asking an appeals court to step in after a lower court order temporarily barred National Guard troops from going into Oregon. This is ABC News.